This call is being recorded.
If you look above you now, if you look above you, you will see many, many ships, many millions of ships that are normally cloaked, but for now, for you, they are uncloaked at this point, so that you can see within the astral etheric worlds. You can feel and know their transmission, their energies coming from all of the ships, but from high above the ships now, all the way through the sun to the galactic central sun herself. You can see the energy coming from the sun, a pulse of energy. Some might see it as an electric blue light. You see it coming down through the sun, down into all of the ships. And all of the ships then magnify this light, this energy, this pulse of energy. And the pulse of energy then comes into each of you, and you feel it come into you. You feel it pulsate into your astral or etheric body here in your Merkaba. And then the energy shoots out from you as you magnify it out across the Christ grid. And the energy flows across the grid, enveloping, encircling the entire planet with this energy, with this pulse of energy coming from the galactic central sun. You see it as a wave going across. And then this wave begins to rain down, rain energy, rain light. It can be gold light or silver light or violet light. And it rains down to the earth, to all the people on the earth. And all of the people at this point now, as you are doing this, are feeling this at some level, even though they have no idea. There is reality. There is realness in what you are doing now. This is what you have to come to understand. As this energy rains down upon all that are on the planet, this light penetrates into the deepest portions of darkness that might still be there, down to the deepest denizens of darkness. Merging into them, pushing the light into the dark, penetrating. Wherever there is darkness, it is now becoming illuminated. Illuminated with the light, illuminated with love. The consciousness wave of love. As it continues to spread across the planet. And from below, within the earth, the energies coming from the Agarthans, coming upward at the same time now, pressing up against all that is on the surface. So whatever darkness lies below the surface is now being pressed upward. The light is moving up. The light is moving down, compressing all that is here on the planet's surface and just below the surface. Whatever darkness is there is now becoming light. All is becoming light. See the entire planet now. Filled with light, being light. Everyone on the planet as being one, as being one consciousness, one love, one being, all imbued with the source energy, the love. That is all there is. Take away the illusion. You have nothing but love. but consciousness. Now, just for a moment, picture yourself, visualize yourself, know yourself as being on the planet at one day, not too far off. Feeling this pulse of energy now coming into the planet. Feel it coming into your body, into your physical body. As you're standing there doing whatever you would do in your daily life, arising in the morning as you always would, going about your day. But then at a certain moment, everything shifts in that very moment. And you feel this pulse of energy come into you. And it takes over your body. And you feel this incredible sense of bliss come over you. This incredible love that you've never felt before in this lifetime. Or only had mere glimpses of it at certain times. But I tell you now, this is just a mere glimpse of what is to be. But when this energy hits, when the event occurs, there will be no questioning, is this it? There will be no going back after that. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourself back into your Merkaba. Moving back into it, back down the pillar of light. Back down towards your physical body. As you merge into your physical body, make sure not only bring your Merkaba back in with you, or just leave it slightly outside of your body, but also bring that feeling, that bliss, that sense of oneness that you felt, even for just a mere moment. Bring that back into your body. And know, when the frequency is right, when the time is right, you will feel this energy hundreds of times more than what you've just felt. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. I am with you now to continue the process that has begun long ago, to continue to work with you in all the different ways that we have been doing. We bring you messages often. We bring you lights. We bring you love. We bring you what you call downloads of your DNA. We are doing all of these things. But as we all say many times, it is you. You are the ones that are doing it. We are just the catalysts. We are just the ones that are standing by, able to assist. But without you, there would be no ascension. Without you, there would be no shift in consciousness. Collective shift in consciousness. For we are here to assist all of us, Galactics, those of us from the New Jerusalem, from all of the many ships, Ashtar, Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, all of the archangels, all of those that hail from beneath the earth in the Agarthan realms, Palos, all of the many civilizations that have been here for eons of time, and out there for even longer, are all here now to assist, to help to bring this about, to continue to acclimate you to the energies. You, those of you that are listening at this time now, or at a later time, all of you are the ones we are reaching out to. We are preparing you. Many of you came with me a long time ago, known as the 144,000. Many of you are here now today. Back then, you came to assist an evolution. Many of you became trapped in this evolution. Now it is time to move out of the illusion. Now it is time to take up the mantle once again of who you are, what you came here to do. You all, each and every one of you, have a mission. Each and every one of you volunteered to be here, to be a part of this mission. But each one has your own individual mission. No greater, no smaller than another. But collectively, all is required to make this happen, to bring this about. Even those that have no idea of missions, of what they are here for at this point yet, have not yet awakened. Even those have a place, have a part in this great play that is very near to being completed. Your mission is about to unfold for many of you. You will be receiving within your dream state, within your awakening state, guidance, help from your higher self and from those of us that mentor to you. One day you will be going about your daily activities, and you will feel a whisper, hear a whisper come in, saying, now is the time. Many of you have already heard this before, now is the time, like an alarm clock going off within you, to awaken you, to bring you out of your slumber, out of your sleep, into an awakening state, an awakening state that will assist and help all others to awaken. All that are ready. This is what you are here for. This is your mission. And I tell you now, as Sananda, that it is nigh. You are about to experience many shifts, many changes. Beginning with those changes that are going to appear, even yes, in the external world. Many changes are happening within you, and you continue to wonder, why aren't they happening outside of me? Why aren't they happening externally? We continue to tell you they are, that it is behind the scenes. Well, it is not going to be behind the scenes too much longer. There are going to be several arrests that are going to occur. We do not like to speak in these terms often, but it is necessary to move those who are not ready to move into the light at this point, to move them out. Because they have been interfering. Their time is over. Your time is beginning. I, as Sananda, say this with all seriousness. For this is a very auspicious time that you are entering now. A time that you are going to remember for a long time yet to come. You are going to look back on these next days, weeks, and even months. And you're going to look back and remember when it all began. You have a window of opportunity that is open at this moment, which concludes with the end of this month, the end of February. That is not to say that the event is going to happen in that time period, but it is to say that it is a window that creates opportunity, a window that creates probability. And you are in that window now. Much can occur in this time period because the frequency has risen greatly. It is the frequency that is going to bring this about, not time. In the very near future, as we continue this program, and this is a program, make no mistake about it. As we continue this program, you will find yourselves more and more knowing, remembering who you are and what you are here to do. And we'll be ready to be assisted by us in whatever way is needed at that time. I am Sananda, all of my love and peace and harmony and joy all go with you now. Open your eyes. Open your ears. For it is all there now, right in front of you. Peace and love be with all of you.
Thank you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, oh, greetings to you.
Greetings.
You know who this is?
Yes.
We got to follow that? I don't think so. Not going to even attempt to try. But you know that we are never at a lack for words. So we are here not to give a message necessarily, but to share with you, to open up to you, to speak of camaraderie with you. Because what is it if there is no joy in your life? What is it if there is no laughter? What is it if there is only pain and suffering and all of that? If that is all there is, then that's what you've already had. So it is time to move beyond that. It is time to let go of all of that. It is time to embrace the future. Embrace the now, yes, of course. Be in the now, but embrace the future. Because the future is going to be grand, just as the now, if you allow it, is grand also. Take a, what is word here? Take a chapter out of our book or something of that nature. That's not quite the right way to say it, but do it anyway, okay? And allow yourselves to feel the joy. Feel the joy in every moment. Because it is there. If you allow for it, it is there. And it will take you on a journey. It will take you on a journey deep within yourself where you will find that love. You will find that experience that has been eluding you for a long time here. But yet it is right in front of you. It is right there. Just reach out and grasp it because it is everything. here, now. Is it real? We know in your discussion earlier, you say, is it real? Are you real? Well, of course you are real. Of course you are. Your consciousness is real. Your body is not so real. That will be something that will you will eventually let go of. But your consciousness is real. You are real. Your soul is real. Your soul record is real. All of that is real. Everything else that you see around you in this crazy, interesting world is an illusion. It is an illusion, a great big hologram that has been created here. And you have been thrust into this hologram, into this illusion, in order so that you can break out of it, in order so that you can break out of it and help everyone else to break out of it. Break out of the matrix. That is what it is. It is the matrix. And it is time for you to break out of it. Fly, soar into the heavens. But don't let yourself go too far or you won't get back. Okay? We are ready now for questions. And do not know if Ishir is standing by. Do not think she is.
Is not going to
be. Not this time, no. Well, this is somewhat empty here. Can we do this on our own? Oh, my goodness. But we do our best here. Would there be any questions now for one who serves that
yes.
we can answer here?
Yes, this is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about the Porlana sea energy?
Yes. This energy is a great energy. It is an energy that has recently been spoken of, and it is something that is part of these waves of energy you have been hearing about. These energies that have been coming from the cosmos, from the cosmic centers, they have been sending these waves of energy down, and they are what are raising the consciousness here. Reconnecting the DNA processes here. All of this, these DNA downloads, this is all part of this. And you have been experiencing these waves of energy preparing you or acclimating you, as Sananda has said many times, getting you ready for these energies. Have we not been saying for a long time, Cynthia? You know, we know you are there. Have we not been saying, get ready, get ready? Are you ready? Well, we ask you now, are you ready? Are you really ready to let go? Let go of all of the stuff, all of the detachments, everything. Are you ready? No, you are not. You are not ready for that yet. You say you are, but what if a ship just suddenly appeared in front of you and said, come on, get on the ship, time to go. How many of you would hesitate? How many of you would say, I'm not sure yet, or are you real? Are you good witch or a bad witch? You know?
I'm ready.
Are you really ready?
I am ready.
I'm ready to go on the ship.
But we're talking even of more than just going on ships. This is only a part of it. Yes, you. Many of you will be going on ships. You will. Many of you will be going into Hollow Earth and Talos and all of these places that you wish to be. Many of you will be traveling around the world, around the planets, to other solar systems. Many of you will be doing this. But not yet. You are still here. You are here to continue to allow for the process. But even more than that, you are here to assist others in being here and letting go. That is what you are here for. That is what your mission is. That is why we are here with you. Why we do this every single week, again and again, and feel like sometimes we are knocking head against the wall here. But we know at some level that you are getting it, and that's what keeps us going. Plus, we enjoy so much being with you and laughing and all of this. Did this answer your question?
Yes, it did.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question. This is Randy. I was wondering, these arrests that are taking place, all these things are happening in this February month, would this be kind of considered the final dark night of the soul, the final clearing of some of that really, really heavy energy in order to move into the lighter energy that's hopefully that the dawn, I would say?
This is a beginning of it. This is not the end. This is not the dark night of the soul, as you're saying. And that has been overused many times, so it is not at all what you are thinking it is. But we are not going to go there at this time. But it is a beginning process. It is a beginning process to leaven the lump, you might say, to separate the wheat from the chaff here. This is what is occurring here. And it is going to be a process. It is not going to be overnight. It is not going to be... It will at some point be somewhat sensational to you because you will recognize some of the names. This is going to happen, but for the most part, it is going to be kept under wraps in the background somewhat, except for certain points. They will come out and will be announced because there will be leaks. There will be those whistleblowers, as you call them, that will come out and give this information, just as they already are beginning to now. Names have already been given, if you've noticed that. They are there. Whether it is going to be directly them or many others, yes, there is going to be many that are going to experience this because it is time. Prime Creator, Source Energy has said, that's enough. Enough is enough. And we are ready now to not let go of free will. We cannot let go of that, but to end this experiment for once and for all here. To move beyond it. It is time. So everything that is going to be needed to do that is going to happen, and it cannot be stopped. They do all that they can to still try to hold it back in whatever way they can, coming up with this shooting or this false flag event or whatever it might be. They attempt to hold it back. Even the silly idea of blocking the sun. Come on now, how are you going to block the sun and keep the energies from coming from a galactic central sun? Do they really think their crazy little contraptions in their planes can do that to block an entire sun?
Right.
Now, my goodness, what gall on their part? You see? Do we answer your question?
Yes, can I ask one more part of it?
Yes.
Will this help end the suffering for the children who have been horrific victims to all of this?
Oh my goodness, yes. That is also another thing. Sananda did not mention it, but it is also coming, where it is going to break wide open. For yes, you mentioned the suffering of the children, but it is not just children. It is adults as well. It
yes.
is both. And it is something that is insidious and has to be removed.
Yes.
It is not part of love. It is part of fear. It is part of hatred. It is part of the dark forces. And it cannot be allowed much longer, and it will not be allowed much longer. So there are many forces at work at this time that are bringing about the end of this, which starts with your whistleblowers as they are doing.
Yay. Wonderful news.
Yes. Other questions here?
Interference with this phone call, an attempt to distract us. What's the energy behind all of this with the call?
Somewhat, yes, but also sometimes things just are what they are.
Okay.
So just let it be, and you move on, just as we are doing, and we commend all of you for pulling it together and making this happen, and yes, we were going to come on and say something silly, but we decided not to do that. Are there other questions here?
Hello.
Was there somebody on the phone that wanted to say something?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Back to what you were just talking about with the children and so forth. I don't know. I'm not asking for a lot of names and that sort of thing. I know that'll come out. There was a Tory Smith that really implicated Vice President Mike Pence, and I don't know if that was truth, and is that going to come out?
We are not going to use names here, as we say, but there are going to be many that are going to be shocking. Many that are going to, people are going to look at it and say, no, cannot possibly be that one, but yes, it is going to be that one. Now, some of them, of course, are not directly involved in it themselves. They have been put into a position where they are being blackmailed here.
Yeah.
And they are not innocent so much themselves. They have some fault here, but they are not the ones that are mostly of concern here. It is the what you call the ringleaders, the ones that are running the entire show. They are the ones that are going to come fire.
Thank
they
you.
Are going to be the ones arrested, as well though, as many others that have participated at various levels through all of this. It is insidious. We use that word directly, and it is within every government, mostly in the entire planet. And it needs to end here.
Is the mainstream media going to report any of this? Because that's what would reach many of the masses who are still asleep.
They will. Once the ones that are in control of this are taken out of the picture, and the ones that are in the mass media, once they are able to become journalists again and share the truth, and are able to share the truth, they want to, many of them want to, but they cannot. They are afraid for their life, they are afraid for their jobs, they are afraid for their families. And they cannot because of this. But once they are freed from this, the full implication of all of this will come out in the mass media, yes, but also in what you call the alternative media too, initially, as it is now. But there is so much disinformation also that comes out in both areas. And this will eventually come to an end where it will be only the truth. And as was said long, long ago, the truth shall set you free. And this is the truth that will set you free from the matrix, from the illusion.
Okay, I'd like to add to that. What happens to these people? What really happens to them once they are arrested? We're not going to have enough of these prisons to put them all, I would think. Thank you.
We think that that is something that will just take care of itself as it needs to. It is not something to be concerned about. The only thing we are saying here is to be ready for these events, these mini events, these small events, to lead up to the larger event, the event.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions?
I have a question. What can you tell us about the New Republic? We've heard so much, and yet as we get to the predicted time, then things change. And I understand that, but I guess can you give us any information about it?
What we can tell you is there is much disinformation about all of this. There is information good, there is information not so good. And there is truth in everything and also much falseness in much also. So we cannot say directly when it is going to be or if it is going to be first or last or what it is going to be, but it is going to be. Saint Germain is not going to stand by and allow it to just pass by. He is not going to allow the Republic, he is not going to allow Nasara, all of this to just be passed by and not implemented. It is going to come into play, and it will be real, and it will be something that will be the beginning processes of setting everyone free.
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
A question about service.
Please speak up here.
Service.
Yes.
We all sort of know what our service is according to our purpose, but we're gathered together. So the question is, how do we serve? In what direction do we serve as a collective to others? In what way and how, other than individual meditation, would you recommend?
You are already doing it just
are not speaking of that, but being here in this evolution, being a part of this. You came here to be of service. Many of you, as Sananda said, got, what's his word here, waylaid along the way, got trapped within this evolution. Many of you, some of you, though, this is a, not a first time, but is something you have not done for a while, and you come in just for this lifetime to bring this about, to make all of this happen. So there is no direct way to answer this other than to know that it is all in the process, you are in the process, and everything is being orchestrated just as it needs to be. So there is no need to be concerned about what your part is or what your neighbor's part is. All have a part to play. All have a great part to play. And everyone, if you look at it as a giant puzzle with billions of pieces to the puzzle, you are a piece of that puzzle. Okay? Any further questions here?
Yes, hello. This is Linda, and I just had a question to clarify what Sananda said. As is this group then members of the 144,000 Ascended Masters?
This particular group that we are working with here, many are, yes. Many
okay.
are. Not all, but many are.
All right. Thank you.
Now we're going to get a question. Am I a member? Am I a 144,000? Am I it? Yes, am I it? We cannot answer that, though, of course, because our answer to that in all ways is always, we do not want to spoil the surprise for you. Because when the memories come flooding back, you will remember. And if you were a part of that 144,000 and you came here with Sananda in his grand ship at that time, then you will remember being on that ship. You will remember being there with him, side by side, and the feeling that you had coming here, the great service that you were about to render. Not even thinking about what was ahead, because if you had thought about what was ahead, forget it, you wouldn't be here. We joke, of course, you would still come, but it was not quite what you thought it to be. Any further question here? We need to nearly release channel here. Anything further?
Well, I have a comment about the lady who asked about service. Is locally, I lead a meditation group on Wednesday mornings from 10:45 to 11:30, totally about peace and love for the world. And I would love for everyone on the call to, if they've got, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes during that time to join us. I believe that it's making a huge difference.
What you can do if you wish, well, we are checking with James here now and seeing if he says okay for that, because we always have to check in here and make sure. You can then send an email to James and outline what you are speaking of here, and then they will determine if we want to send out to all the members. And then it will be up to them what they wish to do from there.
Thank you.
Yes. There was a question here in the room.
Well, no, I just wanted to make a comment about, it's really interesting about service, because my idea of service is what you said as an example, like what you are as the example, and what you're doing. When you provide a service, it's intention example, and then the purview of your own view and your own judgment is really what service embodies. So that's it. I mean, there's no real definition of service except what your intention is and what your example is.
That is correct. And it comes within the moment.
It's a moment.
It's a momentary thing.
And doesn't the effect have something to do with it? If you're successful, if you're not,
no, that's a judgment.
Back off.
That's a judgment.
It is.
Yeah, you're just judging. If it comes from your heart, if you're rendering service from your heart, out of compassion, love, and understanding for that which you're rendering service, and then you decide that the result should be a certain way, then you're just judging.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you are being of service, then you are being of service.
Yeah, just be it.
That is it. Be it. Yes, be service. Anything further here? Any further questions? We are going to release
We get it.
My goodness, you have no idea the type of communication that is out there in the heavens, in the ships, and all of this. Nothing of this nature here. It is almost like you are still in the horse and buggy age here.
Or the French age.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Then we are ready to release channel, and we only tell you to keep on keeping on here. Everything is exactly the way it needs to be, exactly where, and you are exactly where you need to be at the right moment, in the right time. So just be it, and be in joy, and every moment that you can, because you never know what is going to come in the next moment. You never know when that pulse of energy is going to come and when it is going to shift your entire life at that point. And we really mean shift your entire life. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.